Autos, ATVs, UTVs, campers, boats, and more. Thursday, December 7th, Friday, December 8th, beginning 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, December 6th, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, two-day winter public auction in Livingston, Louisiana. Get more info and directions. Click hendersonauctions.com. Business license number 80-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. All right, here we are another Thursday, 5 p.m. We have a guest in our studio with us, Michelle, and of course...
This is Dave over here. Michelle has been a friend of mine for decades, so I was so thrilled when she agreed to come on and be with us today.
Yeah, and so last week and maybe a little bit the week before, we've been talking about what the wars and what's going on, and everybody's just different perspectives, and every week more things come out, and it's just very tumultuous. There's a lot going on, a lot behind the scenes, very political. And it's sad, and it's very grievous to see people, perishing on both sides, children, women, families. It's very grievous. So we're trying to stay out of that lane of offending or hurting anyone's feelings. We don't want to do that. We are Christians here. We love the Lord, and first and foremost, that's who we represent.
Right. Now, Michelle, I have a question for you. You identify as a Messianic Jew. What does that mean? Did you quit being Jewish?
No, I didn't quit being Jewish. I am still Jewish.
You didn't have surgery or anything?
No. Okay. No, well, Jesus was Jewish, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
And all of his disciples were Jewish.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I am Jewish also, born and raised that way.
And you work with a ministry called what?
I work with CJF Ministries, and we're a group of people who... love Jesus and love God, and believe that everybody should embrace him as their Messiah and as their Lord. So we share him with Jewish people and people who are not Jewish.
There's a common misconception that Jewish people don't believe in Jesus. Well, some do. The Messianic Jewish group. There's several different divisions of Judaism, but there's a lot of very dedicated Messianic Jews that love the Lord, whether you call him Jesus, Jesus if you're Spanish, or Yeshua, right, if Hebrew is your preferred language. We all love the same Lord.
Yes. The only thing that is that tears me apart is that the Jewish community no longer considers me to be Jewish.
Yeah.
Because I've embraced Jesus.
Yeah.
So they consider me to be a Gentile Christian now.
Yeah.
So...
now, here's a question. How has anti-Semitism affected your family, your personal family? And we can go back decades if you'd like.
Yeah, well, I happen to be the first generation American. My parents and grandparents were German Jewish Holocaust survivors. So they experienced a lot of things when they were in Germany. My grandfather, one of my father's father... on Kristallnacht, which happened November 9th and 10th in the 1938, the Gestapo came and went from house to house and arrested Jewish men.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got to my grandfather's house, my grandmother answered the door and said to them, "You've already been here and taken him away. Why have you come back?" And they believed her, and so he was safe.
Ooh.
For a time. My other grandfather, my mother's father, was arrested and sent to Dachau. He stayed there for about a month. On another occasion, the Gestapo was coming house to house arresting Jewish men, and a policeman came to his apartment and said, "Pretend you're sick and they won't take you away." So he did that. He got in bed. He pretended he was sick and they didn't take him away. And then on another occasion, he had to hide in the trunk of a neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And while he did that, my uncle fled from rooftop to rooftop to a house of relatives where they'd already taken all the men away, so they knew that he'd be safe and they wouldn't be coming back to look for more men.
Folks out there in Radio Land, can you even imagine that? Having to flee over the roofs for your life because the Nazis are out to get you. Is there anybody out to get the Jewish people nowadays?
Yeah. Obviously, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move over to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Okay, the Israelis, of course, are descended from Jacob, Israel. Who are the Palestinians?
Well, you really have to go into a history of the settlement of the land of Israel. When it became possible for them to go back to the land because of the British mandate, the Arabs who were there, let's put it this way. There were Jewish people from Europe fleeing Hitler and fleeing the pogroms in Russia. Now, the pogroms were attacks against Jewish villages by regular people with the police looking on and not doing anything to stop it.
Yeah.
So these people fled to the land of Israel, and they purchased land that was worthless. Nobody wanted it. They purchased sand dunes, and they purchased swamplands.
Yeah.
And so they drained the swamps, and they fertilized the desert, and that created jobs for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were attracted to the land of Israel because they were fleeing persecution in their own countries, and all these people came and settled in Israel at that time. And the Encyclopedia Britannica says that there were 50 different languages being spoken in Israel before Israel even became a nation.
So there was not one ethnic group called the Palestinians.
That's right. Well, the Palestinians were actually the Jewish people who settled in the land. That they were called that by the British Palestinians. And Jewish people had been named Palestinians by a Roman because they rebelled against the Roman authorities in 135. There was a war there. Mm-hmm. And so the Romans called them the area Syria Palestina.
Yeah,
so they called Palestinians. They were called Palestinians.
They didn't even want to call Jerusalem anymore. In the Bar Kochva rebellion in 135, they actually defeated the Roman 10th Legion. Well, naturally, the Emperor of Rome was not amused by this. So he sent about 10 legions to Jerusalem with the order, you plow that city under. We're not even going to call it Jerusalem anymore. We're going to call it Aela Capitolina for several hundred years.
Yes, yes. So the people who call themselves Palestinians today are really the next generations of those people who came to Israel speaking those 50 different languages. So you would really have to ask each separate Palestinian about where they came from. You'd have to find out about their own heritage because no two would be alike.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back. Keep that thought.
Yes.
Who more than self? Our country loves, and mercy more than life.
America.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're going to pick up where we left off, Dave.
Yes. With us in the studio is our friend Michelle. She's been my friend for a long time, Martha's friend for a few minutes now. Mm-hmm. And Michelle works with the Christian Jew Foundation, which is cjfm.org. So if you want to know more, you can go to cjfm.org. Okay, we were talking about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and who the Palestinians are. And tell us one thing, the name Hamas. I had no idea about this. Why did this group pick the name Hamas?
Well, I mean, I don't really know why, but...
But anyway, what connection might we make?
Yeah, in Hebrew, the word for violence is Hamas.
Mm.
It says that, for just as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Well, what happened in the days of Noah was that the earth was filled with violence.
Hamas,
right. And the scripture says that when Jesus comes back again, the world will again be filled with violence, or yeah. Hamas.
Yeah.
It says, yes, I will... It says, the end of all flesh is coming before me, for the earth is filled with violence, Hamas, because of them. Behold, I'm about to bring ruin upon them along with the land. And it says in Matthew, for just as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. The earth will be filled with violence.
So I don't think it's an accident that Hamas chose that name. They knew they were going to be fighting against the Israelis, who knew what Hamas means. I'm just speculating, but it makes sense to me.
Well, a lot of things, like even Katrina meant cleansing, so we know that
that's true,
the words are very powerful. They have a meaning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so some questions for you. We were talking about who the Palestinians are, and it's an amalgamation of a bunch of different ethnic groups. You said there were how many languages spoken?
50 different languages were spoken in Israel.
So it's not one unified ethnic group.
Right. That's right. You'd have to speak to each Palestinian person and ask them, where did your parents come from?
Yeah.
Where did your grandparents come from? Where
Sounds
did their
like
parents
the Tower of Babel.
Yeah, really.
I'm sure no two people have the same story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, question for you. Does a person have to be Jewish to become a citizen of Israel?
Well, no, you don't have to be. The way that it works in Israel is that individuals born within Israel receive Israeli citizenship at birth if at least one parent is a citizen.
Mm-hmm. So they can be Arabic or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
And there are 2 million Arab citizens in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear people say that Israel's an apartheid state.
No.
It's not an apartheid state because there are 2 million Arabs that live there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have complete freedom, just that the Israelis do. They serve on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
They serve in Parliament. There are currently 10 representatives in Parliament. And they're exempt from military service, but they get free education and free health care just like any other Israeli would.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really very happy to be part of Israel and not to be a part of the Palestinian West Bank or Gaza Strip.
So Israel is the only democratic-type government over there.
Right.
I don't know enough about the other ones, but Israel is a democratic-type government, a republic government.
Exactly.
Okay, so now you obviously believe the Bible is the Word of God. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a Messianic Jew. What promises of territory does the Bible make to the descendants of Jacob, Yaakov, also known as Israel?
Well, there are lots of scriptures in the Tanakh, we call it Tanakh, the Bible, that speak about the land of Israel. And it was promised first to Abraham, then to Isaac, and then to Jacob. And the boundaries actually go past the Jordan River on the east, and they go to the Mediterranean Sea on the west, and then down to the Negev in the south and Eilat, and up to the north, basically a little bit further up towards the Euphrates River.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of land. That's what God promised the Jewish people.
So there's a slogan we keep hearing from people like Rashida Tlaib in Congress, who says, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Well, she means what?
She means that Israel will have no Jewish people in it.
Yeah, pushed out into the sea.
Right.
Wow. That's,
from the river to the sea, from the Jordan River.
And she's still
to the
sitting
sea.
In her seat.
Now, if you read what the Bible says, what river to the sea? The Euphrates. From the Euphrates all the way to the Mediterranean, that's ultimately going to be the territory of the descendants of Jacob, Israel.
Right. But the Palestinians say from the Jordan River to the sea.
Yeah. And they keep talking about the West Bank of the Jordan River. Okay, that's the west side, which I think they would pretty much claim is all of the nation of Israel.
I was just watching their Congress yesterday.
They're being
Twitter,
who?
Palestinians Congress yesterday on Twitter, and you know they translate it for you to understand, and they're not stopping.
No. Well,
I mean, they've made a definitive line in the sand yesterday when I was watching their Congress, and everyone in the in their Senate or whatever they call it, you know, stood up and applauded. So
the thing is that God promised the Jewish people the land of Israel, mm-hmm. and they're not going to be uprooted anymore.
Right. Now, we believe the Bible. Right. I don't think they do. The Palestinians, the Hamas, and so forth. I think they say, no, let's get rid of the Bible.
My only problem that I have with this is that, you know, it's become a political war. Like, politics have joined in instead of, you know, the biblical war. We've made this a political thing. And here we have Biden sending Iran $6 billion and I think recently $4 billion. So I think we're up to $10 billion now back in August. And President Trump immediately saying, you do know we just funded a war, right?
Yeah.
And then 3 months later, we have Hamas bombing Israel. And that's I strongly believe, you know, what President Trump said. We funded that war. And now we have Congress, which I think was the hand of God when you know, everybody was against what Matt Gaetz did to Mike Johnson, but I think it was the hand of the Lord, because Kevin McCarthy didn't want to investigate Biden for, you know, anything, and so him removing him and them not having a speaker for those few weeks allowed us to be able to look at everything. Although it's, you know, there was Israel retaliated right away. Did Israel bomb back immediately?
I don't know.
I think it took a few days.
It wasn't right away. I didn't think so. That's right. It did take a few days. Yeah, it did take a few days for Israel too. But it took Congress, us, weeks, if not a month, to send money because we didn't have a speaker for them to agree for them to send money. And to some degree, now we're sending money for us to finance the other end of the war. So it's not right that we participated in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything you wanted to talk about right now? If not,
no.
I got something I wanted to move to. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a quick break.
Okay.
Hold that, and
yeah,
we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hey, this is BJ Russ. Make sure you join me every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be on from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll talk sports, music, movies, and pretty much anything in between. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's the place to be. And don't forget that you can listen to us on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at
Louisiana 9. Radio Network. I'm Colleen Crane. Term limited Governor John Bel Edwards says his transition out of office is going as planned. Edwards says his team is prepared to hand over the reins to Landry's administration.
By putting together certain information, briefings, if you will, every day there are critical decisions had to be made. And so when they come into office on January the 8th, there are going to be some things that are going to be on the two-yard line. And I don't want them to be surprised.
And Governor-elect Jeff Landry has set aside 5,000 tickets for the public to attend the inauguration ball on January 8th. The black tie ball will be held at the Raising Cane's River Center in Baton Rouge. Landry says he wants to give Louisianians the opportunity to be a part of a memorable occasion.
This is going to be an unbelievable celebration for Louisiana and one that many will not want to miss. So, again, we want to make sure that everyone out there has an opportunity to come and celebrate with us.
Landry will be inaugurated as Louisiana's 57th governor. The ball is set to begin at 7 p.m. LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Dave, where were we?
Well, I had just asked a question about the historical foundation of the modern nation of Israel. It was reestablished in 1948 in the territory which had been occupied by Jewish people for a long time. They didn't have an official nation since the time of the Romans, but they were still living there. A lot of Jewish people were.
There weren't a lot living there, not until after 48 when everybody started coming in, since everybody started going in from all over the world.
Yeah, and this was really a result of the Holocaust in World War II.
You talk about 1948?
Yes.
Is that when the United Nations helped Israel become a state?
They officially said, yes, there will be a state, a nation called Israel.
And that's when they were saying to the Jews, come home?
Yes.
Well, it was. They didn't really welcome them with open arms. That's what the movie Exodus is about. They were prevented from coming in by the British, and finally they were allowed to come in. And immediately there was a war. So a little bit of historical trivia for you. The Israeli Air Force in 1948 consisted of a total of 5 pilots. One of the guys had the last name of Rubens. You might have seen his son, Pee-wee Herman.
What?
That's amazing. One of the 5 original pilots of the Israeli Air Force was the father of Pee-wee Herman.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
Okay, so my question for you, back to Michelle. At the time, were the Israelis, the Jewish people, attempting to kill all of the non-Jews?
No, absolutely not. We have Jewish people uphold life and have a great deal of respect for life and living. We would never do that. The people who were living in Israel at the time who were not Jewish were told by their by other Arabs that they should leave and flee to the Arab states because they'd be safe, and then they'd be able to get back to their homes and re-inhabit their homes after the war was over because the Arabs were going to win. But
they figured they were.
Right. But Israel was able to keep the land that she'd been given by the United Nations, and the people couldn't return home because, what happens in war?
Yeah. One of the things that is kind of interesting to me is, you know, the other Arab countries said, oh, you can come here. And no, you can't. They won't accept the Palestinians.
And the reason for that is because they know that they're very filled with violence.
Yeah.
And they're going to cause trouble. And that's why they haven't
been able to find
a place to go.
So what about the people who now see, and Dave and I talked a little bit about this, the United Nations, how corrupt they are. And they have been for decades. We just never knew. And how they are about one world order. New World Order.
Yeah.
So if you look into the establishment of the United Nations, then you might want to look a little deeper and see what was the purpose of why they were, you know, this is an arm to this conversation.
Yeah.
That is something to look at. It's a part of their argument.
Yeah.
Why they're, because I have a few Muslim friends, and to me, she's no different than anyone else I know, okay?
Sure.
Just because she's Muslim doesn't mean anything to me. She's a beloved friend of mine.
She's not trying to kill Jews, is she?
No.
Okay.
No. She's sweet as can be. And so is her husband and children, and they're very good friends of mine.
Yep.
But, you know, it's hard for her to understand. It's hard for her. So if you take someone like that, this is just one little family that I know, and then you multiply them by, you know, however many, not everyone, just like the Jews, they lived in peace with each other, the Arabs, like you said, and the Jews and the Christians, prior to the UN coming in and making the land.
And they're living in peace now.
Exactly.
Israeli society is peaceful.
Yes.
It's not violent.
Right.
Except when Hamas shoots at them.
Which is pretty regularly.
Yeah, really.
Every few years, there are attacks.
Well, I saw today a report on, I don't know where it was, but this has come out in the past, and it's out again today. The IDF, Israeli Defense Force, has had to go into the Gaza area because people keep shooting rockets at Israel, so they go in for self-defense. Mm-hmm. And what Hamas is doing is they're using hospitals as staging areas to store weapons. This is against the international rules of warfare, But they figure, oh, the Israelis won't shoot at a hospital, which they're right. Now, they've had to go in on foot, door by door, house by house, to try to clean out some of the weaponry. They don't want to wipe out the hospitals. They've offered to give fuel to some of the hospitals, and Hamas said, no, we don't want it.
Right, because the Iran government is so corrupt, they want to enslave their people.
Yeah.
Well, there were pictures today on the news of Israeli soldiers bringing incubators into the hospital.
Yeah.
So they're trying to help them restock the hospitals.
So I think this goes, we touched on this a little bit before, but is the Israeli government trying to wipe out non-Jewish residents?
I've never heard of any instance in which their non-Jewish residents were wiped out. Again, there are 2 million Arabs that live in Israel. They coexist. They're in parliament. They're in the Supreme Court. They go to school together. They go to they get free medical care. It just doesn't make any sense that somebody says that.
Yeah. I was blessed to go on a tour of Israel some years ago, and my tour guide is a Messianic Jew, and he has friends that are Arabs all over the place. So he was able to get us in on some archaeological digs. He's friendly with everybody. But unfortunately, Hamas is not friendly with everybody. Okay, who shot first, Israel or Hamas?
Well, that's kind of a silly question in a way.
Well, I mean, we covered that because we saw that Hamas blew Israel up first, right? But we also talked about how we funded that.
Yeah. Yeah, they sent thousands of rockets.
Well, I mean, in this current conflict,
right,
they sent people to a music festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 260 Jewish people died there at that music festival. And they arrived in trucks and on motorcycles wearing body armor and brandishing AK-47 assault rifles.
Yeah.
Hamas does not want Jewish people living on earth.
Yeah.
They're trying to wipe out the leaders and participants in Hamas because Israel is trying to wipe out the leaders of Hamas because they finally see that there's no way that the two groups can coexist.
Yeah.
Not when Hamas is calling for the extermination of the Jewish people, which is what they're calling for.
Yeah.
Nobody's calling for the Palestinians to be exterminated.
Right. So I mentioned this before.
That is exactly what I heard them say in Parliament yesterday.
Yeah, that Hamas is shooting at Israel because they do not want Israel to exist. They want to kill every Jewish person on the planet, but in particular in that country. Israel is not trying to wipe out Palestinians. They're not trying to...
But the people of Palestine, are we considering that they're all Hamas?
No.
No, I don't either.
No, they're not all.
And I think that they're also... They're complaining about their own government because I heard one Palestinian lady screaming and crying because she was saying that the son of the president of Iran or the prime minister of Iran... is driving around in like Lamborghinis, like brand new cars, and she said, "And we can't even get water."
Yeah.
Right.
So she was complaining about her own government.
Yeah. Now, if you look at the Gaza Strip on a map, it's actually the original territory that the Philistines used to have. It's not the same ethnic group, but it's the territory down there by Egypt, and in the 1967 Six-Day War. A bunch of other countries attacked Israel, and Israel beat them all. And the rules of war, when you win, you keep what you got. Okay, guess what? After the war was over, Israel asked Egypt, hey, would you like the Gaza Strip? We'll give it to you. What did Egypt say? Uh-uh, we don't want that. No. The people there, the leadership, has been ungovernable. So right now, the way the leaders got to be leaders is through bullying, terrorism, and so forth. Okay, I wonder if Michelle is aware of this. Since Israel was established in 1948, there have been a bunch of proposals for a two-state solution, a Palestinian state and a Jewish state. So after we get back from the break, I want to ask, What's been the response of the Palestinian leadership to those proposals?
All right, we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Who will stand and fight? Stand and fight. I'm going to stand and fight. The government is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Christian back again for DTS Appliance Direct. Let DTS Appliance Direct reduce your project management and logistics time, source, deliver, and install your custom solutions. DTS Appliance Direct focuses on high-quality residential appliances. Buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. DTS is locally owned. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. That's 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So, Dave, what were we talking about?
Okay.
Hamas versus Israel?
Yeah, I had a question for Michelle. You may have some insight into this. Down through the years since Israel became a nation in 1948, people say, well, there needs to be a two-state solution, Palestinian state, Jewish state. How has Palestinian leadership responded to proposals? Has it only been one time that there was a proposal?
Well, when the United Nations planned the nation of Israel, they partitioned the land, and they gave some to Israel, and then some to Jordan, and some to Egypt. And the land was basically divided. It wasn't all the land that was promised to the Jewish people. So there was a this is basically a three-state proposal. the Egyptians, the Jordanians, and the Israelis had jurisdiction over certain parts of the land. And it was the Israelis who were very happy to settle with whatever the United Nations would give them, because mm-hmm. we hadn't been self-governed since the Roman captivity, which was a very long time ago. So Israel was very happy to take whatever land she would be given. But
How did the Palestinians respond to that?
They did not respond well to that at all. They just wanted all of the land for themselves. From 1948 to 1967, Israel didn't control the West Bank.
Right. The West Bank of the Jordan River.
Right. Yep. The Palestinians could have demanded an independent state from the Jordanians, but they never did.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why many Jews and Israelis are cynical about the Palestinians wanting to have a two-state solution. It's never going to work, because they're expecting, I think, that the Arab nations are going to get nuclear bombs, and eventually they're going to be able to nuke Israel out of existence.
At least they hope to, but I think God's going to intervene.
Yes, I agree too. But in the year 2000, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak offered to withdraw from 97% of the West Bank and 100% of the Gaza Strip. He also agreed to dismantle 63 isolated settlements in exchange for 3% annexation of the West Bank. So Israel said it would give up territory in the Negev that would increase the size of Gaza territory by roughly a third. Mm-hmm. And the Palestinians would not agree to that.
Did they offer a counterproposal?
No, they didn't.
No, they did not.
Right.
Okay. And by the way, the Gaza Strip's about twice the size of the metro Las Vegas area. It's a pretty good size of territory.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So, I don't know if your listeners will remember Camp David and the White House negotiations with Yasser Arafat, but they were unable to settle the land there either, because Arafat wouldn't do it. They said it just didn't work.
In 2005, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said, let's get all of the Israeli settlements out of the Gaza Strip. Will that make you happy? No. The only thing that'll make them happy is the death of every Jewish Israeli. There's a lot of Arabic Israelis. So 2007, Hamas took power by overthrowing the PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization, I think, and they've been in power ever since for 16 years. They've been shooting at Israel from Gaza ever since. And then what?
And then we give them $10 billion to
continue. Yeah, really. And in 2008, there have been 6 offers of a Palestinian state. In 2008, Ehud Olmert offered Mahmoud Abbas, I believe he's presently the leader, he offered him a solution, and he rejected it. He wanted all of the pre-1967 territory back, including the whole city of Jerusalem. Jewish people, you can't have Jerusalem. Hey, I'm sorry, the Bible says, yes, they can. So what, you want to say something?
I really don't have much to add.
Okay. And then in 2019, this is only 4 years ago, the Palestinian leadership, I'm sure the Palestinian people are so disgusted, but they can't do anything about it because they're not the ones with guns. The Palestinian leadership rejected the latest U.S. proposal without even looking at it. Once again, they want all of Jerusalem. Nope, Jewish people can't have any of Jerusalem. You know, when I was in Israel, some of the Arabic people will say, that was never Jewish territory. I was on an archaeological dig in the city of Jerusalem at what's called the Pool of Siloam or Silwan in the Arabic dialect, and we were getting these Jewish coins out of the ground that date to 2,000 years ago. these were the things that were being used commonly in Israel. That was Jewish territory. So you're saying yes, but our hearers can't hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just don't know what to say.
Yeah. So I noticed that we have had some hateful comments.
there are live streams, so you have people on there on YouTube, and I don't even know where they're coming from, but
yeah.
They're, you know, Free Palestine. I understand. I'm telling you right now, I understand the argument. I do, simply because looking at it from American standpoint, we had no business funding Iran that money to blow up, to give Hamas the money. That angers me.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't solve the problem. We fueled the fire.
Yeah.
So that's why some of these people, then there's the part about of just being plain ignorant and not knowing the history of all this, and just using Twitter and Facebook as means of, you know, voicing what you. I'm trying to be very careful not to say anything because I just don't know what I know is what I'm seeing right here. The little bit that I do know, I question a lot. I'm questioning, well, didn't the Arabs and the Jews and the Christians live together?
Yes.
Peacefully before the United Nations made Israel a state?
Yeah, there weren't that many Jews there, but yeah, they were living peacefully, right?
Yeah, right. And so, you know, from their perspective, what the arguments that I'm seeing them argue is that the land was taken from them, and so they're making that their argument.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the ones beheading and killing people. I'm just talking about the ones who are using social media as a means of, trying to debate or argue or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're not. People just aren't understanding. This is a biblical war from biblical times in Old Testament. I think I was even told it goes even further back than Abraham laying with the housemaid and then Ishmael being born and then Sarah throwing them out because Isaac, the promised child came. They're saying Ishmael is the promised child and Isaac, we're saying Isaac is the promised child.
Yeah.
And so this is a biblical battle that we are not going to straighten up. And, that's where I have a problem with us giving money to fuel this fight.
Okay, so as we're getting near the end, Martha, you and I are conservative Christians.
Absolutely.
Do we hate Palestinians?
No.
Do we hate
Jews? I love people.
As a matter of fact, I love Jews, but
I love people.
Yeah.
I love both Jews. I love Christians. I love the Muslims. I love the Palestinians. I love the creation. God created man.
Yes.
And I love God's creation.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, thanks for being with us today. And remember, CJFM.org, Christian Jew Foundation Ministry.org.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. The Lord bless you. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll see you next Thursday.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas,